and a pleasant good evening, everyone. It's a cold night out there. 26 degrees our current temperature, but we'll warm it up with some area high school basketball for you tonight. We've got Knox County at Clark County, and tonight's game is being brought to you by these Knox County sponsors. They include the Blue Room in Edina, Bobby D. Clark CPA in Edina, C&R Supermarkets in Edina and Cahoka, Cardwell Lumber Company just south of Edina, Citizens Bank of Edina, Edina Sentinel Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance with offices in Edina, Kirksville, Cahoka, Lancaster, and Memphis, Knox County Dental Office, Knox County Health Department, Home Health Agency in Edina, Knox County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina, and the Farm Shop in Edina. And by these Clark County sponsors, Andy's Maytag and Appliance in Cahoka, Buford Seed Solutions in Cahoka, C&R Supermarkets in Cahoka and Edina, the Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri with offices in Cahoka, Memphis, Lancaster, and Queen City, the Hometown Journal Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance. They've got offices in Kirksville, Edina, Memphis, Lancaster, and Cahoka, Cahoka Media, Cahoka State Bank, Southeastern Community College in Burlington, Trump Trucks in Cahoka, Wilson Triplett Funeral Home in Cahoka, and the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahoka, and Canton. And now, let's take you down to Cahoka Mo with tonight's broadcast. Here with the play-by-play, here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
And thank you, Dave, and welcome everybody to Clark County High School. As Dave said, it is the Knox County Lady Eagles, the Clark County Lady Indians. Both teams come in 1-3. They were each team won a game and just completed Tri-River Classic Tournament. The Knox County ladies, they came away with the 7th place win. They defeated Brookfield and the Clark County Lady Indians. Well, they came away with 5th place because they lost in the consolation game to Putnam County. I think it was 47-41. But right now, the reason I'm not giving you the starting lineup is because the Clark County ladies are being introduced. And if you've never been to Clark County, there's a spotlight right, shines right in the center circle. And lights go out when the Clark County boys and girls are introduced. It's dark in this gym, so I've got to wait for the lights to come on. And here they come, and I'll give you the starting lineups. First four, Knox County. It'll be Brianna Miller, she's a junior. Savannah Sragg, a sophomore. Jen Hinkle, a junior. Elena Pulliam, a senior. And Abigail Becker, a sophomore. So Brianna Miller, Savannah Sragg, Jen Hinkle, Elena Pulliam, and Abigail Becker, and the Lady Eagles 1-3, coached by James Dent. For Clark County, Lily Hope Frost, a junior, Allie Fox, a junior, Delana Hess, a senior, Alexis Ellison, a senior, and Allie Hayden, a senior. Hope Frost, Allie Fox, Delana Hess, Alexis Ellison, and Allie Hayden, they are 1-3 and coached by Danessa Binsbach-Bacher. And the tip is up, and it's controlled by Clark County. Ellison across the timeline. To Hess, they get it inside to Hayden. Back to Hess for three. No good. And off of the rebound comes Savannah Sragg. Sragg gives it to Miller. Man-to-man defense by Clark County. And Miller had the ball stolen away by Ellison. Ellison takes it to the hoop, plays it up, and got it. So 2 points for Alexis Ellison. A little pressure in the backcourt by Clark County. As with the basketball, Jen Hinkle gives it to Miller, now Sragg, and now a 10-second call. As Knox County couldn't get the ball across against this Clark County defense. It's now James Dent. Barely into this ball game, wants a timeout, because I'd say the Lady Eagles were expecting that full court pressure by Clark County. So the 30-second timeout, Dave, I'll keep it right here. As again, we're just barely in this ball game, 2-0. Clark County with the lead as James Dent sends his ladies back on the floor. Coach Binsbacher sends her ladies back on the floor. It'll be Delana Hess will inbound at Alexis Ellison. Ellison across the timeline gets it to Ross at the high post. Ellison looked inside to Allie Fox. Allie went one way. Alexis threw it the other way, so it goes out of bounds. Still pressure by Clark County. In the backcourt, Brianna Miller to Sragg. Sragg gives it to Henkel. Henkel back to Miller across the timeline to Sragg on the left wing. In the left corner, it goes to Becker. Throws up an air ball. And out with it comes Allie Fox. Fox gives it to Ellison. Ellison kicks it over to Hess, takes it to the hoop, lays it up, and got it. And Delana Hess with 2 points. Pressure by Clark County with the basketball. Jen Henkel gives it to Miller. Try to get it back to Henkel. The pass is slapped out of bounds by Hope Ross. So it'll be Henkel to inbound on the near sideline for Knox County. Gives it to Sragg. Now Miller, long three on the way. Bullseye. As Brianna Miller hits a three, and it's 43. Clark County with the lead. Allie Fox gets it in on the left block to Hope Ross. Lays up a shot. Missed it, but a foul. It may be on Abigail Becker, and it is. So Becker picks up her first foul, first team foul against Knox County. And Hope Ross will go to the line to shoot two. First one's up. Got it. The 1 point for Hope Ross makes it 5-3. Just a couple of minutes into this ball game, second by Ross, it's good, and makes it 6-3. Clark County with the lead, raced you by the Lady Indians. In the backcourt is Sragg, and a bad pass all the way by Allie Fox, lays it up and got it. So Allie Fox has two, and it's 8-3. Jennifer Henkel, but Brianna Miller right through Miller's hands and out of bounds. So an unforced turnover by Knox County. Yeah. Allie Fox on the near sideline will inbound to Ellison in the left corner. Ellison drives into the paint. Running 10-footer, no good. Hess with the rebound on the right baseline. Gets it inside to Hayden. Pick up the shot, missed it. And Becker just picked up her second personal foul. So two fouls on Abigail Becker. And at the line will go Allie Hayden. She'll shoot a pair. First shot up. Pinballs in and out, no good. And it's still 8-3 as checking in the ball game is number 25. That would be Kimbrin Miller. That's Hayden. Next shot on the way. High arching shot, no good. And somebody got in the lane too quick for Knox County. Nope. Lane violation against Clark County. So Hope Ross, think maybe had a toe on the line. So now Clark County will back off the press. They'll go half-court man-to-man as we get the ball to Miller. That's Brianna on the left wing. Jennifer Henkel, now Brianna Miller for another three. Bullseye! 6 points for Brianna Miller, and it's 8-6. Clark County with the lead as Ellison across the timeline to Hess on the left wing and the left corner to Ross. Ross kicks it back out to Allie Fox. Now Hope Ross will try three. Bullseye out of the left corner. Hope Ross has 5 points, 11-6. As now Clark County throws his press back on. Brianna Miller across the timeline. Kimbrin Miller has it on the left wing. Back to Brianna. Brianna Miller, deep left wing. She'll try another three. A little bit out of her range. It was short. Allie Fox comes away with it. Gives it to Ellison. Ellison across the timeline. Gives it to Allie Fox on the left wing. Fox gives it to Hess on the left baseline. Drives the down to the left block. Missed the shot. Hope Ross gets it. Puts it up. No good. Hayden puts it up. No good. Finally, the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Knox County basketball. So Henkel inbounds to Sragg. Back to Henkel. Henkel drives across the timeline, beats the press, finds Sragg on the right wing. Sragg with the dribble, looks for somebody to the free throw line and walks with it. So a turnover, Knox County. Clark County will have the basketball out of bounds on the near sideline. Ellison gets it into Delana Hess. Hess will bring it across the timeline, gives it to Fox on the left wing, drives to the left lane, kicks it back out to Hope Ross in the left corner. Ross looks in, can't find anybody, drives across the free throw line, gives it back to Hess. pass to Hayden. Now gets it back out to Ellison. They'll reload. Gets it inside to Fox. Off. Blast missed it. But Hayden with a rebound. Hurt put it back. No good. Tried it again. No good. And off with the rebound comes Jennifer Hinkle. And she's tied up by Hope Ross. All then alternating possession back to Knox County. Strag gives it to Hinkle. Now Brianna Miller. Back to Hinkle. And she lost it. Picked up by Fox to the glass. Lays it up and got it. 4 points for Allie Fox. 13-6. Knox County with the lead. Still pressure by Knox County. Hinkle gives it back to Strag in the backcourt. Back to Hinkle across the timeline. Behind the back dribble to the top of the key. Now bad pass. This one stolen away by Delana Hess. Gets it underneath to Allie Fox. Missed the layup. And off with the rebound comes Savannah Strag. Strag in a hurry across the timeline. Stops, pops, put up the shot. Missed it. And do the foul. The foul may be on Hope Ross. And it will be. So Hope Ross picks up her first foul. That's his second team foul, first team foul against Clark County. Strag's first one up, got it. So Savannah Strag with 1 point makes it 13-7. Hope Ross will check out. Emma Ross will check in for Clark County. Strag's second free throw, got them both. So Savannah Strag has 2 points. It's 13-8. Clark with the lead and the basketball. Alexis Ellison across the timeline. Gives it to Hess on the right wing inside to Emma Ross. Turns, puts up a 10-footer off glass, no good. And off the rebound, Jennifer Hinkle. Gives it to Brianna Miller. It's Miller. We'll bring it across the timeline. Now Hinkle on the deep left wing. Out pops Kimbrin Miller at the top of the key. Strag on the left wing. Strag looks for somebody, kicks it over. Kimbrough out of the right corner, no good. And a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on, I think it's Elena Pulliam. So Pulliam picks up her first foul. Third team foul against Knox County. Here comes Ellison across the timeline of Fox. Off the left wing, drives into the paint. Kicks it back out to Hess at the top of the key. Hess cut off on the right baseline. Ellison on the right wing beyond the arc. Skips to the left wing to Fox. Fox kicks it back out to Ellison. Ellison top of the key for three. And they call it a two. So Alexis Ellison with 4 points. Makes it 15-8. Pressure by Clark County. Strag across the timeline. Gives it to Pulliam. Tried to get it inside to Kimbrin Miller. And it was skipped and out of bounds. It'll be Knox County basketball. It'll be Brianna Miller to inbound underneath her own basket. Gives it to Kimbrin Miller in the right corner, then stolen away by Alexis Ellison to the glass, lays it up and got it. 6 points, Alexis Ellison. 17-8. Clark County with the lead. Knox County beats the pressure across the timeline. Brianna Miller has it between the two circles, guarded by Alexis Ellison. And tried to get it to Jennifer Hinkle. Whistle on a foul. Foul's going to be on Delana Hess. So Hess picks up the foul. That's her first and the second team foul against Clark County. So Jennifer Hinkle. Good end to Brianna Miller, hit her in the back, but picked up by Strag. Now Miller will try another three, airballed it, and Emma Ross comes away with it to Allie Fox. Now Alexis Ellison across the timeline, 1:10 left to play in the first quarter. Emma Ross off the baseline, 10-footer no good, and the rebound goes out of bounds as Olivia Miller in the ball game for Clark County tried to save it in bounds. Couldn't do it. It'll be Knox County basketball. Jennifer Hinkle will inbound to Brianna Miller to Hinkle on the deep left wing. Miller has it between the two circles. Miller looks for somebody. Gets it over to Kimbrin Miller on the left wing. Out pops Strag at the top of the key. Strag looks for somebody. Strag almost lost the ball. She gets it to Kimbrin Miller. Little 15-footer on the way off glass, no good. Rebound put back up, no good by Sreg. Now Jennifer Hinkle tries it from 10, no good. And Olivia Miller off the rebound for Clark County. Gets it to Ellison. Ellison across the timeline. Miller has it on the deep right wing. In the right corner, they give it to Hayden. Hayden gets it in to Amaroth, knocked out of bounds. And it'll be Clark County basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket with 20 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Olivia Miller will inbound. Bounce pass to Emma Ross on the left. Block! Off glass, got it. 2 points for Emma Ross, and it's 19-8. It's Jennifer Hinkle. Gets it inside to Pulliam. Kicks it back out to Miller. Top of the key for three. No good. Rebound, Kimbrin Miller. Her shot from 15, no good. And Alexis Ellison shot at the buzzer, no good. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Clark County 19, Knox County 8. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports. It's all about you. It's all about you. To us, it's very clear. It's you, you're why we're here.
At People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand you work hard, and we work hard to serve you. From checking and savings accounts to CDs, IRAs, and several loan options, we offer a variety of products and services to fit your banking needs. Come in and visit with our helpful associates to better serve you. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody. Clark County High School. As we start the second quarter, 19-8, Clark County leading Knox County. And Clark County will have the basketball to start the second quarter. So Alexis Ellison will get the inbounds pass from Delana Hess. And Ellison will walk it across the timeline to Hess on the left wing. And a whistle of a foul. And the foul is going to be on Delana Pulliam. That's your second. So two fouls on Pulliam. Again, Delana Hess will inbound to Ellison at the timeline. Ellison drives to the free throw line, kicks it off to Hess. Hess sees an opening to the left block, now kicks it back out to Hope Ross with three. Bullseye! Hope Ross with 8 points, and now James Gann with another timeout. 7:41 left to play in the first half. It's Clark County 22, Knox County 8, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
As a small business owner, the last thing you need is to be charged for being successful. That's why at Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, we don't have all those annoying fees on our business checking accounts. We understand the amount of time and energy you are investing in our community with your business. Let us help you make it grow. Stop by one of our 7 locations in Northeast Missouri today and ask about our small business checking accounts. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. Knox County with the basketball, trailing 22-8 as we start the second quarter. Rihanna Miller across the timeline to Hinkle. Back to Miller between the two circles. Miller dribbles out of a double team, still with the dribble. They try to get her in a triple team as she kicks the ball off to Schrag, and Schrag lost the ball. Picked back up by Pulliam. They call it a jump ball, and alternation stays with Knox County. So Jennifer Hinkle will inbound underneath their own basket, slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Kicks the ball out to Miller on the left wing. Now Schrag from 15. No good. And rebound tipped around. Ellison comes away with it. As Ellison will walk it across the timeline to the top of the key to Ross. Ross gives it down on the block to Hess. Kicks it back out. Allie Fox for three. Bullseye. 7 points for Allie Fox. 25-8. Clark County with the lead. Rihanna Miller across the timeline. into a double team, a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Hope Ross, and that's her second. So two fouls on Hope Ross. Jennifer Hinkle will inbound on the far sideline. As Hinkle into the ball game will come Abby Plinge, and Hope Ross will check out for Clark County. So Hinkle inbounds to Rihanna Miller in the backcourt across the timeline to Hinkle on the left wing. As Hinkle kicks it back out to Miller. Long three on the way, no good. And Becker comes off of the rebound, lost her footing. They call her for the travel, so it'll be Clark County basketball. 6:38 left to play in the first half. Alexis Ellison will bring it across the timeline. Ellison gives it to Hayden at the free throw line inside the Fox. Puts up a shot, no good. Allie Hayden with the rebound. Now Ellison for three. Off the heel of the rim, no good. Plains with the rebound. Back to Ellison across the free throw line to the right. Block off. Glass missed another one. Tipped up, no good. Now it's loose on the floor. Jump ball and alternating possession. Stays with Clark County. So Alexis Ellison will inbound underneath her own basket. Gives it to Hayden in the left corner. Now Fox on the left side of the circle. Alexis Ellison for three out of the right corner. No good. Plange comes off with the rebound. Ellison on the left wing. Dribbles out to the top of the key. Gives it to Hess in the right corner. Her 15-footer, no good. Plange will offer another rebound. Now Allie Fox will try it. No good. Plange with another rebound. Gets it out to Ellison. Ellison off the baseline. 10-foot jumper, no good. And off the rebound, Rihanna Miller gets it ahead to Srag. Srag between the two circles, and Miller between the two circles. Srag on the left wing to Miller. Long three on the way, no good. And the rebound is taken out by Allie Fox. To Alexis Ellison, and Ellison will bring it across the timeline. Gives it a plunge in the left baseline. Back to Ellison, left side of the circle, beyond the arc to Fox. Fox takes a dotted line, puts up the shot, missed it. But there's a foul, and if it's on Becker, that's her third. And it will be. So Abigail Becker just picked up her third personal foul. And Allie Fox will be at the line, shoot two. She has seven, looking for eight, missed it. A little bit short. 5:09 left to play in the first half. 25-8, Clark County with the lead as Fox. Second free throw up, got it. 8 points for Allie Fox. 26-8. Clark with the lead, Knox with the basketball. Jennifer Hinkle gives it to Brianna Miller, scoops up the shot, and got it. 8 points for Brianna Miller, makes it 26-10. As Ellison across the timeline to the top of the key. Now Plinge on the left baseline, left wing, Fox. Fox lost a handle on the basketball. It picks it back up, gets it to Ellison to a wide open Abby Plinge. Puts up the shot, no good. And Srag comes off with the rebound. As Srag got it by Hess. Gets the ball over to Hinkle. Hinkle to Rihanna Miller on the left wing. Gets it inside to Pulliam. Now three at the top of the key by Srag. No good. Pulliam off with the rebound. Try to get it back to Srag. Stolen away by Ellison off. Glass got it. 8 points. Alexis Ellison. 28-10. Clark with the lead. Brianna Miller between the two circles. Bounce pass to Srag on the left wing. Srag looks for somebody as she tried to get it to Brianna Miller. Almost stolen away. Now she picks it back up, gets it inside. Pulliam puts up the shot, missed it. And Ellison off with the rebound. Ellison puts a shot off. Class got it. 10 points for Alexis Ellison. 30-10. Clark County with the lead. Brianna Miller across the timeline to Jennifer Hinkle. Hinkle to the right side of the circle. Out of the corner, shot's put up by Srag, an air ball. As a on the air ball, Allie Fox and Abigail Becker tied it up. Alternated possession stays with Knox County. We had some substitutions. I'll catch them as we go along. Ankle gives to Srag between the two circles. Now Brianna Miller to Hinkle. 15-footer on the way. Missed it. And rebound punched out of bounds. And it's going to be still Knox County basketball. So Brianna Miller will inbound underneath her own basket as Miller gets the ball to Becker in the left corner. Kicks it back out to Sragg between the two circles. As Sragg gets the ball to Miller. Three-pointer on the way. No good out of the right corner. Becker with a rebound. Puts up the shot. No good. But Pulliam got it. Tried it. Put it back. G missed it. And the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Clark County basketball. 3:04 left to play in the first half. As they cross across the timeline comes Alexis Ellison, gets it down low to Emma Ross. Ross would have a shot. It was rejected by Jennifer Hinkle. So Olivia Miller will inbound underneath her own basket. Miller slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Kicks the ball out to Ellison between the two circles. Over to Hayden on the left wing. Hayden inside the arc, picks up the dribble, skips across to Olivia Miller on the right wing beyond the arc. To Alexis Ellison. Now a lob underneath for Emma Ross. Lost it, loose on the floor. Picked up by Elena Pulliam. She gets it out to Strag. Over to Brianna Miller. As Brianna will bring it across the timeline to Strag on the right side of the circle. Strag had the ball punched out of her hand, picked up by Miller. Gives it to Ellison. Ellison to Plinge. As Plinge kicks it back out to Ellison on the wing. Three-pointer on the way. Bullseye! Alexis Ellison with 13 points. Makes it 33-10 with 2 minutes left to play in the first half. Hinkle gives the ball to Strag. As Strag thought about the three, she jumped up, came back down, but she still had the ball. So she turned over Knox County. Alexis Ellison will bring it across the timeline. Miller has it on the right wing. Had the ball punched out of her hand and out of bounds by Strag. So Miller will inbound on the far sideline right in front of Coach James Dent. So Miller couldn't find anybody, so she throws it out of bounds off of Strag's leg, and she gets a new 5 seconds. So Miller looks for somebody, gets the ball in to Plinge. Plinge to Miller from the free throw line. Got it. Olivia Miller hit the heel of the rim, bounced straight up and right down through the hoop. 35-10 as Hinkle across the timeline. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Still looks for somebody, finds Becker. Becker takes it to the baseline. A whistle and a foul. It may be on Emma Ross. And it will be. So Emma Ross picks up her first foul. That's the 14th foul against Clark County. Okay, so Allie Hayden is the one that picked up the foul. Brianna Miller with the basketball, takes to the free throw line. Now Becker will try a three, no good. Ball's loose on the floor, jump ball, alternating possession, comes back to Clark County. So Allie Hayden will inbound, gets it to Delana Hess. Hess will bring it across the timeline. Hess gives it to Hayden on the deep left wing. To Olivia Miller. Gives it to Hess, to Miller, to Plinge. Now Hayden will try a three. No good. Plinge with a rebound. Puts it back up and got it. Abby Plinge with 2 points. Makes it 37-10. Less than a minute left to play in the first half. Becker has it on the right wing. Kicks it back out to Brianna Miller between the two circles. Now bad pass all the way by Olivia Miller. She lays it up. No good. Hess with the putback, no good. Miller with the putback, no good. She gets her own rebound, is loose on the floor, picked up by Plinge to Emma Ross. Now Hayden will try three, no good. Emma Ross, off glass, got it. 4 points for Emma Ross. 39-10. Clark County with the lead. Here comes Knox County. Jennifer Hinkle running 10-footer right down the paint, a whistle and a foul. This one may be on Emma Ross. So Emma Ross does pick up the foul. That's her first 15 foul against Clark County. And Jennifer Hankel will Go to the line. She'll shoot a pair. First shot up. Got it. So Jennifer Henkel with 1 point. Looking for two. Shots up off the heel of the rim. Got them both. So 2 points for Jennifer Henkel. 39-12 with 10 seconds. Delana Hess across the timeline. Hess gives the ball to Hayden on the left wing. Now to Hess, free throw line. Miller will try a 15-footer. Missed it at the buzzer. And that's the end of the first half with the score. Clark County 39, Knox County 12. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
The weather is changing, and most all appetites agree great food is close by at the Blue Room Inn Edina. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. This winter, warm up with the Blue Room's daily lunch special Monday through Friday. Dine in or call for takeout, 660-397-2550. Year-round, we're your friendly hometown bar and grill restaurant. Food and fun for you, your family and friends, and proud sponsor of the Knox County Eagles. It's the Blue Room in Edina, Missouri.
Many businesses come and go, but Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia has stood the test of time. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center has been serving the Cahokia and surrounding area for over 40 years. They sell quality brand Maytag and Amana appliances that include refrigerators, washers and dryers, dishwashers and freezers. They also offer parts and repair, and they can even do special ordering. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and on Saturday from 9 to noon. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center is located on the corner of North Lincoln and Main Streets in Cahokia.
We have some cool deals chilling at C&R Markets this week with Hickory Country Bacon, only $3.99 a pound. Fresh, never frozen, boneless, skinless chicken breasts, $2.79 a pound. Center cut, bone-in pork loin roast, $1.29 a pound. Uncle Ray's potato chips, two for $5. And check out our C&R digital coupons on Borden cheeses for some great savings. And for the best deals around, check out Best Choice at C&R. From everyone at C&R Markets, be safe, be blessed, and we hope to see you soon at C&R.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Overcast skies tonight with lows around 17. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. Chance for snow. High temperatures reach up to 32. Lows around 21 tomorrow night. Mainly sunny and dry Wednesday. Clouds on the increase by Thursday. Mid-40s Wednesday. Mid-50s by Thursday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 24.
Welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Clark County Lady Indian Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM Memphis. We're at halftime, the girls' game, and Clark County leading Knox County 39-12. Let's take a look at the first half scoring. First for Clark County, Olivia Miller with 2 points, Hope Ross with eight, Abby Plange with 2 points, Allie Fox with eight, Delana Hess with two, Alexis Ellison with 13, and Anna Ross with four. For Knox County, Brianna Miller with 8 points, Savannah Stragg with two, and Jennifer Henkel with 2 points. Clark County led 19-8 after one quarter. Clark County scored Knox 20-4 in the second quarter, and Clark County leads here at halftime 39-12, and I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
The Media, Clark County's oldest weekly newspaper, offers sports coverage, city council, school board, and social news. Plus, their classified section reaches 7,000 homes. For your convenience, they have fax and email service for your news and advertising. The Media has the coverage you need and want each week from all over the area. It's Northeast Missouri's news source. You can now log on to nemonews.net and follow The Media on Facebook and Twitter. That's The Media in Cahokia, Missouri.
When you try to do too many things at once, you're likely not to do any of them well. At Wiffles Hybrids, they're completely focused on talent developing, producing, and marketing the very best seed corn on the planet. It's an act they've been polishing for over 70 years right here in the heart of the Corn Belt. Wiffles Hybrids, one thing done right. For more information, contact Buford Seed Solutions at 660-341-5305 or visit wiffles.com.
Before tax season rolls around, I have some big news to share with you. After nearly 8 years in downtown Edina, the office of Bobby D. Clark, CPA, has relocated to better serve your tax preparation and accounting needs. We're now located just two blocks west of the four-way stop at 402 West Lafayette Street. Call or stop by our new location to set up an appointment for your year-end tax planning. Our phone number is still the same, 660-397-2332.
For all your do-it-yourself lumber projects, come by Cardwell Lumber outside Novelty, Missouri. Here we provide all different kinds of quality lumber for your handcrafted projects. With ash lumber being one of our favorites, it glues, it stains, and finishes quite well. So when you're looking for the best lumber to build your woodworking projects, check out our stock of ash lumber and all of our other species that Cardwell Lumber has available. Cardwell Lumber, quality that keeps staying through three generations.
And welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. Again, we're at halftime of the girls' game, and it's all Clark County right now. They lead Knox County ladies 39-12. Of course, coming up next, it's the boys' turn, Clark County and Knox County. And talking to Ethan Miller before the girls' game, he got the lineup for the boys' game, and he's got six players tonight. They've got some sickness and at Knox County High School, and they're running a little bit short. The girls have seven girls dressed out, and Nathan Miller is going to have six players dressed out for this ball game. So it's going to be, see how good a shape they're all in, evidently. But Scotland County ladies had seven dressed out the other day when they won the championship of the Tri-Rivers Classic, and they played man-to-man the whole time. So these kids are in shape. I don't know, when I was 16 or 17, I don't know whether I could have gone the whole game playing man-to-man. I played a lot of zone, and you could kind of cheat and maybe rest a little bit in the zone defense. But, well, these kids nowadays, they are in some kind of shape. So kind of looking forward to the boys' game. Knox County comes in with a record of 3-1. Clark County looking for their second win of the season. They are 1-3. Coming up the rest of the week, we've got basketball for you every night. I'll be back here tomorrow night as Kirksville will be in town, boys and girls. Then on Wednesday night, I'll be at Schuyler County High School, Nollinger, boys and girls at Schuyler County. We'll take Thursday night off and then stay at home on Friday night. Putnam County will be at Scotland County. You'll have all those basketball games this week on KMEM. Then we're going to take the weekend off, of course. The next week we've got four games for you again. On Monday night, Highland at Scotland County. Tuesday night, Gallatin at Putnam County. On Thursday night, West Graham at Knox County. And then the week from Friday night, I'll be back at Scotland again. Harrisburg will be at Scotland County. Then we're going to take a break for Christmas. And when we come back on January 3rd, the Highland Tournament, that will be Clark, Scotland, and Knox County boys and girls. So we'll have four games this week, four games next week, then take maybe a couple-week break and come back to the Highland Tournament. That's when things really start cooking for us here at KMEM Sports. 39-12, Clark County leading Knox County. Back to the second half in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full-service bank that can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive-up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Keep Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
And welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High Schools. We're set to start the second half with Clark County leading Knox County 39-12. And the starters are back on for Knox County. And the starters are back on for Clark County. So Knox County will have the basketball as Jennifer Hinkle will inbound to Brianna Miller. Miller across the timeline as Knox County backs off the press. They go a 2-3 zone. As Becker will try a three, an air ball, and Allie Fox comes away with it to Alexis Ellison. Ellison in a hurry. Stops, pops some 10 off glass, no good. And Brianna Miller comes off the rebound. So Brianna Miller will bring it across the timeline to Jennifer Hinkle. Tried to get it back to Miller. It's knocked away, picked up by Allie Fox. Whistling a foul. The foul's going to be on Elena Pulliam. So Pulliam picks up her third personal foul. Allie Fox will inbound on the far sideline, gets it to Alexis Ellison. Ellison across the timeline to Hayden at the high post. Hope Ross in the left corner. Ross dribbles out the left wing, skips to the right wing to Allie Fox, back to Ross. Ross thought about the three, looks inside, tried to get it to Hayden, and knocked out of bounds by Abigail Becker. So Allie Hayden, it'll be Delana Hess will inbound underneath her own basket. As Hess gets it to Hope Ross, now stolen away. And here comes Jennifer Hinkle. She takes it to the hoop, puts the shot up, missed it, and the foul's going to be on Allie Fox. So Fox picks up her first foul. That's the first team foul of the second half against Clark County. And Jennifer Hinkle at the line. She has two looking for three, missed it. So Jennifer Hinkle. Two, looking for three. Shot up, got it. 3 points for Jennifer Hinkle. 39-13. Clark with the lead in the basketball. Ellison gives it to Hess on the left wing. Hess drives into the paint, puts up the shot off the left block, missed it. And Pulliam comes off. Well, that's Jennifer Hinkle with the rebound. Brianna Miller now. Becker for three. Bullseye. Abigail Becker hits a three out of the corner. She has three. Ellison, wide open layup and missed it. And off the rebound, Elena Pulliam. As Pulliam gives the ball to Brianna Miller, to Jennifer Hinkle. They give it to Becker on the deep right wing. Out pops Sragg between the two circles. Sragg had the ball poked away, picked up by Becker on the right wing. To Sragg on the right wing. Sragg skips it over to Brianna Miller on the left baseline. Inside the Sragg in among the trees. Now Brianna Miller will take it in, lays it off last, got it. 10 points for Brianna Miller. 39-18 as Ellison across the timeline to Fox on the right wing, dribbles the free throw line, kicks it out to Ellison for three. Bullseye! Alexis Ellison has 16. And makes it 42-18. As Brianna Miller will bring it across the timeline between the two circles to Becker. She'll long three on the way, bullseye. Two in a row for Abigail Becker, 42-21. As Ellison gives the ball to Hope Ross. Now Delana has 10-foot air ball. And Pulliam comes away with it. Gives it to Miller. Brings it down the right sideline. Kicks it over to Jen Hinkle. Hinkle at the free throw line out to Becker. Becker gives it, tried to get it to Brianna Miller. It's knocked out of bounds by Alexis Ellison. So Brianna Miller will inbound on the far sideline. Gets the ball out to Sragg in the center circle. To Becker on the left wing. Becker gets it inside to Pulliam. Kicks it back out to Miller for three. No good. Becker with the rebound. Kicks it out to Miller, top of the key. The Sragg on the right baseline. Sorreira gets it inside to Miller, puts it up and got it. 12 points, Brianna Miller. 42-23. Clark with the lead in the basketball. Alexis Ellison gets it inside to Hope Ross. That was pass out of the right corner to Ross. Missed the shot, but drew the foul. That's a foul. Looks like it's going to be on Becker, and that's her fourth. So four fouls on Abigail Becker. Hope Ross at the line. Shot's up. No good. As Hope Ross with 8 points as in the ball game come Bryce Briston Miller. So Briston Miller as Hope Ross missed the second one and off of the rebound. Srag had it. Finally gives it to Pulliam. Pulliam lost it. Stolen away by Alexis Ellison off glass. Missed it. And Allie Fox gets the rebound, runs it out in the left corner to Hess. Now Ellison for three, bullseye. Alexis Ellison with 19 points, 45-23. With the basketball, Jennifer Hinkle. Hinkle tried to kick it down to Pulliam on the block. As Pulliam pulled her hand back and the ball went out of bounds, it'll be Clark County basketball. 3:50 left to play in the third quarter. Alexis Ellison to Allie Fox to the left wing. Fox to the left side of the circle. Now Ellison, another three on the way. Full time. 22 points for Ellison. And now a bad pass. They tried to get it back to Jennifer Hinkle. Led Hinkle too far, and it'll be Clark County basketball. Now James then wants a timeout. 3:34 left to play in the third quarter. It's Clark County 48 and Knox County 23. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Influenza season is just around the corner, and Knox County Health Department is preparing to take care of Knox County residents. Vaccine is ordered and will begin arriving in September. Influenza vaccine has been available for all age groups for years, and this year will be no different. With other respiratory diseases on the rise, including COVID-19 and RSV, don't take a chance with influenza. Look for the vaccine's arrival on our Facebook page under Knox County Health Department in Edina, Missouri. In the meantime, remember to wash those hands, social distance, stay home when you're sick, and wear a mask if medically tolerated when in large groups. Be well, Knox County.
Christmas is a wonderful time of year, but it's also a time when time runs short. There are presents to buy, trees to decorate, carols to sing, and children's programs to see. Shopping in our hometown is the best Christmas time saver we know. Shop with a local merchant this year. Cahokia State Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School as Allie Fox just took a three-pointer off the left wing and the rebound tied up by Savannah Schrag and Delana Hess, alternating possession back to Clark County. So Hess will inbound underneath their own basket. Gets the ball out to Fox, free throw line to Alexis Ellison. Step back, 10-footer, no good. Emma Ross, her foot back, no good. Ross had the ball. And now stolen away by Brianna Miller. Miller gets it to Pulliam. She's on the floor. She gets it back to Brianna Miller. Miller gives it to Briston Miller. Top of the key. Shot's put up. No good by Jen Hinkle. And rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Clark County basketball. So Delana Hess will inbound on the far sideline. 2:55 left to play in the third quarter. 48-23. Clark County the lead. Alexis Ellison across the timeline. To Hayden at the free throw line. Fox right side of the circle. Hayden for three. On the way. No good. And rebound. Briston Miller. Gets it and gives it to Hinkle. Now Brianna Miller. No look pass. Tried to find Briston. And the pass is slapped out of bounds by Alexis Ellison. It'll be Jennifer Hinkle to inbound on the far sideline. As Hinkle will inbound to Brianna Miller, gives it to Srag between the two circles. Srag, still with the dribble, dribbles to the right wing. Briston Miller in the right corner, gets it back out to Hinkle at the free throw line. And a pass was stolen away by Ellison. Ellison will take it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it, but drew the foul. So Alexis Ellison will go to the line and shoot a pair. As the foul is going to be on, I think, Brianna Miller. Yep. So Brianna Miller picks up her first foul. As Alexis Ellison with 22 points, looking for 23. Got it. 23 points for Alexis Ellison. As Briston Miller will check out. And Kimbrin Miller will check in. 2:16 left to play in the third quarter. As Ellison eyes it, fires it, got it. 24 points, Alexis Ellison. 2:16 left to play in the third quarter, 50-23. Clark County with the lead. Brianna Miller across the timeline. Jennifer Hinkle to Srag in the left corner. On the left side of the circle, Brianna Miller, as she'll try three, bullseye. Brianna Miller with 15 points makes it 50-26. As Clark County put the basketball. Now, Allie Fox lost it. Trying to drive into the paint, lost the ball to Jennifer Hinkle. To Brianna Miller. Now, Srag will try a three. In and out, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds off the hands of, it looked like Jennifer Hinkle or Pulliam, one of the two. Well, no, they say last touch by Hayden. So Brianna Miller underneath her own basket will inbound. Gets the ball into Jennifer Hinkle. Inside the arc on the three-point land. Now Miller, that's Brianna, takes another three, no good. Allie Fox off the rebound. And Fox will bring it across the timeline. Fox to the top of the key to Anna Ross. Inside to go to Hayden, a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Jennifer Hinkle. That's the first foul on Jennifer Hinkle. Go to B. Olivia Miller, inbound underneath her own basket. The Fox on the right wing. Dribble drive to the dotted line. Picked up a shot, missed it. Hayden had it, and it's stolen away from Hayden by Jennifer Hinkle. As Hinkle tried to get the ball inside to pull him, and we have a whistle and a foul. And I'm wanting to say it's going to be on Emma Ross, and it will be. So Emma Ross picks up her second personal foul. As Srag stops, pops from 10. It's no good. Rebound comes off the pull-in, and she's tied up by Allie Hayden. Jump ball, alternating possession. Stays with Knox County. A minute left to play in the third quarter. So Jennifer Hinkle will inbound underneath her own basket. As Hinkle looks, finds Brianna Miller in the right corner. Back to Hinkle in the right corner, and bounce pass is slapped out of bounds by Olivia Miller. So it'll be Jennifer Hinkle to inbound on the far sideline. Hinkle looks for somebody. She kicks it out to Srag. Srag to the free throw line. Back to Brianna Miller. Now Hinkle running 10-footer off the baseline. No good. Allie Hayden off the rebound. Hayden gives it to Allie Fox. Fox will bring it across the timeline. Olivia Miller left wing. Now Hayden top of the key. Emma Ross turns, 10-footer, got it. 6 points for Emma Ross, 52-26. It's now a bad pass all the way by Abby Flins. Flins takes to the hoop, missed it, and the rebound comes off to Pulliam. Here comes Knox County in a hurry. Jennifer Hinkle to Kimbrin Miller, puts up the shot, no good. And Flins falls down, lost the ball, picked up by Hinkle. Brianna Miller goes to the hoop, lays it up, missed it. And a whistle and a foul, and it may be on Elena Pulliam, and it will be. So Pulliam picks up her fourth foul. So Becker with four, Pulliam with four. Allie Fox, top of the key for three at the buzzer, no good. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score, Clark County 52, Knox County 26. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Your friendly dentist, Dr. Lisa Bosch here. The end of the year is approaching fast, and that means dental benefits are running out. If you don't use it, you lose it. Give us a call at 660-397-2213 to schedule an exam and cleaning before your benefits expire. And if you don't have insurance, we offer a discount program exclusively for our non-insured patients. So give us a call at Knox County Dental in Edina, and don't let your benefits go to waste. P.S. Don't forget to smile.
Knox County R1 Schools are proud to help bring the broadcast of the Knox County Eagles to you on KMEM Radio. Parents, teachers, and administrators have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. Get involved with your children and your children's school. The best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. Knox County R1 Schools, proud to be the Eagles. Knox County R1 Schools, dedicated to excellence in education.
Welcome back, everybody. Clark County High School, as we start the fourth quarter of this girls' game, it's Clark County leading Knox County 52-26, and Clark County will have the basketball. Delana Hess will inbound to Alexis Ellison, to Fox for three off the left wing. No good. Becker comes off the rebound, gives it to Miller. Miller will bring it across the timeline to Becker for three. No good. And Hope Frost off the rebound, a whistle, and a foul. The foul is, well, they're going to call the, thought they were going to call a foul, evidently not, as Knox County will have the basketball. Miller inbounds to Becker, but the bad pass stolen away by Clark County. Alexis Ellison knocked over by Becker, and Becker is just fouled out of the ball game. That'll be five on Abigail Becker. That's a 16 foul against Knox County. So it'll be Allie Fox to inbound on the far sideline. Gets it to Ellison. Ellison to Ross. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And Brianna Miller comes off the rebound. Miller will bring it across the timeline. Miller down the left lane. Took up the shot. Missed it. But due to the foul, the foul's going to be on Alexis Ellison. So Ellison picks up her first foul. That's his 13th foul against Clark County. And Brianna Miller will be at the line to shoot two. She has 15, looking for 16. Shot up, got it. 16 for Brianna Miller. 16, looking for 17. Shots on the way. Got them both. 17 points, Brianna Miller. 52-28. As Alexis Ellison tried to get the ball to Hayden. It's stolen away by Knox County. We'll get the ball to Brianna Miller, and Miller will bring it across the timeline. Miller gives it to Jennifer Henkel. Henkel sees an opening. Tried to drive into the paint. Lost the ball. And it's... the foul, I think, is going to be on Jennifer Henkel. So, no, Elena Pulliam is the one that picked up the foul, and she just fouled out. So, Pulliam just fouled out. Becker's fouled out. So, Knox County's down to the five girls on the floor. That's a 17 foul. And to the line will go Elena Hess. As Hess has 2 points on this ball game, looking for three. 6:59 left to play in the ball game.
Yeah, they've got it.
So Delana Hess will shoot a 1-1. As Hess eyes it, fires it, missed it, and off of the rebound, Jennifer Henkel to Miller. Miller will bring it across the timeline. As Miller takes it right to the hoop, lays it up and got it. Somebody lost Brianna Miller. She has 19. 52-30. Hess will bring it across the timeline. Elena Hess gives it to Miller on the right wing. Bands back out of the right wing. Gets it inside to Plange. Now to Ross, to Miller, to Plange. Gives it back two off top of the key inside to Emma Ross. Lost a handle on the basketball, stolen away by Hinkle to Brianna Miller, and James Dent left the timeout. 6:16 left to play in the ball game. It's Clark County 52 and Knox County 30. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Ever heard the expression square peg, round hole? That's how some kids choose college. They head off to the big U because that's what they're told to do. They don't even consider anything else. And it's not till later they wish they took a different path. Why not SCC? Take 2 years to figure out life without the hefty price tag, or ditch the four-year commitment altogether and start your career in half the time. In other words, square peg, square hole. Southeastern Community College. You don't have to go far to go far. Visit scciowa.edu.
Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the Farm Shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the Farm Shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
Back at Clark County High School, Knox County with the basketball, trailing 52-30. 6 minutes left to play in the game as Brianna Miller takes it to the right wing, picks up her dribble, looks for somebody, gets it inside to Hinkle at the dotted line to the block, puts up the shot, missed it, and the foul's going to be on Abby Plange. So Plange picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. And Jennifer Hinkle will go to the line to shoot two shots. First one up, no good. So Hinkle has 3 points, looking for four. As the next foul up, no good. And Lynch comes off the rebound. Gets it to Hess. Hess will bring it across the sideline, fans out to the wing, now drives the baseline, missed the shot. And the rebound goes out of bounds off of Hope Ross. It'll be Knox County basketball. As Brianna Miller will inbound. Gets the ball to Hinkle, back to Miller. As Knox County goes into man-to-man. Brianna Miller on the right wing, looks for somebody. Bounce pass to Kimbra Miller, back to Brianna, off glass, got it. That's 19 points, Brianna Miller. In fact, it might be 21. So Clark County, all of a sudden, just I think the big lead, and all of a sudden they throw the ball. They're throwing the ball all over the place. Kind of went out of bounds. So Knox County now full court pressure again by Clark County as Kimbra Miller gives it to Brianna Hinkle, lob underneath the. Bryston Miller, and his pass knocked out of bounds. It'll be Knox County basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Brianna Miller to Hinkle. Fall away 10-footer. No good off the baseline, and Hope Ross comes away with it to Hess. Hess will take it to the hoop. Goes up the shot, missed it. And Brianna Miller off the rebound as Miller will bring it across the timeline. Takes it to the hoop. Had a layup. It went in and out. And cleans off the rebound. The half gets it down to Ross. Ross walked. It's going to be Knox County basketball as Briston Miller will inbound to Brianna. Brianna gets across the timeline to Hinkle. Hinkle has Emma Ross to beat, puts up the shot, missed it, and Emma Ross picked up the foul. So Emma Ross has her third personal foul, as that would be the 15th foul against Clark County. And Jennifer Hinkle at the line. Shot up, got it. So 4 points for Jennifer Hinkle. Four, looking for five. Shots on the way. Got it. That is 5 points for Jennifer Hinkle. Here comes Clark County leading 52-34, 4:20 left to play in the game. They find Emerald Ross on the left side of the circle, but that's the 15-footer, no good. Olivia Miller tried it, missed it, and rebound kicked out to Kimbrin. Miller gives it to Brianna, back to Kimbrin. Kimbrin to the top of the key. Now Jennifer Hinkle gives it to Brianna Miller, give and go back to Hinkle. Ball away, 10-footer on the right side of the circle, missed it, and Emerald Ross off the rebound to Hess. Hess will bring it across the timeline, try to get it into Ross, and the pass almost stolen away by Hinkle. They're going to call a foul on Hope Ross. So Ross picks up her third personal foul. Little Precia, she'll come out, and Allie Fox will check back in. Only three subs for Clark County. Their JVs are playing, I can't remember, they're playing someplace. Here comes Hinkle. Dumps it off to Brianna Miller in a triple team, throws up a shot, an air ball, and Allie Fox comes away with it. Here comes Clark County. Delana Hess. That's Hess. Gives it to Miller. 15-footer off the right baseline. No good. Plains with a rebound. Fox, top of the key for three. No good. Plains with another rebound. Gives it back to Fox. Fox to the top of the key. Pass off the left wing, left side of the circle. Miller will try another three. No good. And that was a rebound. Kimbrin Miller. Miller brings it across the timeline, looks for somebody, finds Brianna on the right wing, toes on the line. She missed the shot anyway. And Delana Hess off the rebound. Under 3 minutes left to play in the game. As Hess takes it to the top of the key, finds Olivia Miller on the right wing beyond the arc. Gets it over the left wing to Allie Fox. Fox drives to the paint, tried to put up a shot. It was blocked. Fox got it back, but walked out of bounds with it. So pressure by Clark County. Srag in the backcourt to Jennifer Hinkle. Takes it right at Flinge. And a whistle and a foul. A foul, I think, is going to be on Abby Flinge. That's her second. So Abby Flinge picks up her second foul, and Jennifer Hinkle again will go to the line. She has five, looking for six, and got it. 6 points for Jennifer Hinkle. 52-35, 2:27 left to play in the ball game. There's Hinkle. Six, looking for seven, shots up, pinballs in and out, no good. And Hess off with the rebound. Hess will bring it across the timeline. Hess dribbles left side of the circle. Now Fox on the left wing, skips it to the block to Plants, put up a shot, no good. Hess puts up the shot, rebound, no good, and drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Brianna Miller. That's her second. So two fouls on Brianna Miller. And Delana Hess will be at the line to shoot two. She has two, looking for three. Shot up, no good. As Allie Hayden will check in, and Ross will check out. 2:13 left to play in the ball game. As Hess, second shot on the way, got it. 3 points, Delana Hess. Pressure by Clark County. Brianna Miller to Kimbrin Miller. Kicks it back out to Hinkle between the two circles. Now Srag between the two circles. Around the top of the key, Kimbrin Miller back to Srag in among the trees. Throws up a shot, no good. Gets her own rebound. Puts up another shot, missed it. And Allie Hayden off the rebound to Hess. Hess to the right side of the circle. Now dribbles back out between the two circles. Gives it to Allie Fox on the left wing. Fox carried the basketball. So Clark County turns it over. Knox County will get it back. 1:39 left to play in the ball game. 53-35. Clark with the lead. Here comes Hinkle. Down the far sideline. Guarded by Plinge. And a foul. The foul's going to be on Abby Plinge. So Plinge picks up the foul. Jennifer Hinkle will again go to the line. 18 fouls against Clark County. 6 points for Hinkle. And the first shot rims in and out, no good. And Hayden off the rebound to Hess. Hess across the timeline. Gives it to Miller on the left wing. Miller, a couple of dribbles. In the right corner to Hayden. To Hess. Inside Allie Fox. Fox puts the shot up. Got it. 10 points for Allie Fox. 55-35. As Hinkle across the timeline to the top of the key. Kimlin Miller in the right corner. Gets it back out to Hinkle on the right wing. Sragg has it between the two circles. Man-to-man defense by Clark County. Now a bad pass going away by Flynn. Flynn will take it down to the left side, lays it up and got it. 4 points for Abby Flynn. 40 seconds left to play in the game. Hinkle in the backcourt, Brianna Miller. Miller walks across the timeline. Miller to the right, deep right wing. Hinkle top of the key. Now give and go back to Miller, stolen away by Flynn. As Hess will slow it down. Hess gives it to Flynn. Flynn will try a 15-footer off the left baseline. No good. And Hinkle comes off the rebound. As Hinkle gives it to Brianna Miller with 12 seconds. To Hinkle. Long three on the way. No good. And Hess off the rebound. She'll just dribble it out. Down to 3-2-1. And that's the end of the ball game. What's the final score? Clark County 57 and Knox County 35. Dr. Raptus is up in a moment. Just KNN Sports.
Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service.
Funerals are never easy, and a global pandemic makes them even harder. Regulations often mean compromise, and when it comes to funerals, we don't get a second chance. At Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home, we can't make funerals easy, but we try to make them easier. With live webcasting or remote arrangements, we're here to help. Contact us today at wilsontriplett.com.
Keep up with what's going on in your area with a subscription to the Hometown Journal. The Hometown Journal takes great pride in offering you up-to-date coverage on everything that goes on in Clark County and in your hometown. Nowadays, it's not enough just to be smart. You also have to be up-to-date, and you'll always be up-to-date if you subscribe to the Hometown Journal. Order your subscription or renew your old one today by calling 660-727-3383. The Hometown Journal in Cahokia is a proud sponsor of Clark County Indian Sports.
Whether you're in agriculture or construction, this winter take advantage of some downtime and get your trucks in top-notch shape. Head to Trump Trucks in Cahokia. There they have a large variety of parts that will keep your trucks on the road. Or maybe you're needing a new truck altogether, whether it's heavy-duty to cab and chassis trucks. Trump Trucks has it for you. Check them out on the web for more information. Trump Trucks Incorporated, just off Highway 136 outside of Cahokia. The current price of scrap is $145 a ton.
And welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. It's the final as the Clark County ladies win their second game of the year by defeating Knox County 57-35. Let's take a look at the scoring first for Clark County. Olivia Miller with 2 points. Hope Floss with 8. Abby Flange with 4 points. Allie Fox with 10. Delana Hess with 3 points. Alexis Ellison with 24. Emma Ross with 4 points and Allie Hayden with 2. For Knox County, Brianna Miller with 21 points, Savannah Sragg with 2 points, Jen Hinkle with 6, and Abigail Becker with 6 points. Scoring went like this. Clark County led 19-8 after one quarter. Clark outscored Knox 20-4 in the second quarter, and Clark County led 39-12 at the half. In the third quarter, Knox County outscored Clark 14-13. Clark County led 52-26 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Knox outscored Clark 9-5. Clark County Ladies Wood at 57-35. Clark County improves to 2-3. Knox County Girls 1-4. Coming up, it's the boys' turn. Clark County and Knox County. And I'll be back with that one, let's say, Dave, in about 11 minutes. This is KMEM Sports.